Hi friends, this is Ravikant, Ravikant Viriala. Let us look into Accounting Standard 17, Segment Reporting. Yeah, see, segments are of two types. Yeah, one is business segment and the next one is geographical segment. But this is a broad classification. But if you go in deep, I mean, next level classification, geographical segment is going to be classified into two more. That is geographical segment based on location of assets and location of customers. Yeah, first of all, the standard, if you are preparing consolidated financial statements, you should apply the standard only for the consolidated financial statement, not required to follow this for standalone financial statements. But next, business segment. What is business segment? Business segment is a distinguishable component. Okay, that is distinguishable in products and services, that is risks and rewards attached to the products and services. Yeah, maybe because of the nature of products are different, the risks and rewards of the products and services are different in different fashion. Geographical segment. Here, it is also distinguishable component. It is based on the market where they do the business. Yeah, it is distinguishable in economic environment, that is market, in which they are performing the activities. Okay, yeah, maybe like say one country to another country, you can say these two are different geographical segments. Yeah, because of the risks, because of the democracy, because of the governments, obviously the rules, regulations, laws, the currencies, etc. Yeah, in the standard, right, the definitions, there are some five definitions are there which are crucial. Yeah, five, six definitions which are very crucial. If you understand that correctly, then you are almost done with the standard. Yeah, the first thing is what? Enterprise revenue. Enterprise revenue means, I can say, that is the sales to the outsiders. That is the number P&L may sales. In P&L, whatever the sales amount comes, that is the exactly enterprise revenue. Then, second definition, what I say, segment revenue, one, segment expenditure, another. Segment revenue, segment expenditure, I can say directly, operating expenses is segment expenditure, operating revenue, operating income is nothing but segment revenue. Okay, what are that? Segment revenue includes direct sales to the customers or direct sales which are allocable among the segments. Maybe you must have sold it, more than one product to one customer, then the total revenue has to be allocated between the segments. Not only that, inter-segment sales are also part of segment revenue only. Yeah. It does not include, that is the dividend income, it will not include, because dividend income is not operating income. Yeah, interest income also we don't include it. Profit on sale of fixed asset or profit on sale of investment, we do not include. In addition to that, any extraordinary income also we will not take into account. Segment expenditure. Segment expenditure, I told you, operating expenses, that is direct purchases from the suppliers, or If you have purchased it for more than one segment, then it is allocable expenditure you are supposed to take it. And inter-segment expenditure also. Obviously, when one segment is selling to another, for once the seller, it is a segment revenue. For the buyer, it is a segment expenditure. Yeah, here also we will not include the following things. One, I should say, there is extraordinary expenditure or extraordinary loss, I will not take it. Interest expenditure, we will not take it. Any loss from the sale of fixed asset or investments also will not take it. Any HO expenditure, general administration expenditure will not take it. At the same time, tax expenses also will not take. Remember, tax expense will not take, tax assets will not take, tax liabilities also will not take. Tax assets means what? Advanced tax asset, deferred tax asset. Tax liability means provision for tax and deferred tax liability. We will not consider it at all. The next definition, segment result. Segment result is nothing but segment revenue minus segment expenditure is segment result. Segment asset, segment liability. Let us look at segment asset, segment liability. Here also, both are like operating assets and operating liabilities. Operating assets means these assets are arising because of the operations of the segment, or these assets which are all used for the purpose of segment operations, either used or arising from. Yeah, used means it includes the fixed assets, intangible assets, even goodwill. Which are arising means, I should say, the debtors and inventory, prepaid expenses and etc. should be taken. right, which does not include, one is HO assets. The second one I say that is tax assets, that is advance tax and deferred tax asset. And the third one is loans and advances and investments. These are not going to be taken as a segment assets. Yeah, next, segment liabilities, if you take into consideration, only operating liabilities, which are like arising from the creditors, outstanding liabilities, these, and like say provision for guarantee, provision for warranty, provision for gratuity, any employee related expenditure, right? It does not include the loans taken, I mean, whatever the loans taken is a financing activity, it is not an operating liability, right? We don't include those things, and tax liabilities also, obviously we do not include it. Next, remember, every segment is not a reportable segment. That means every segment will not be presented separately in the notes to financial statements. Yeah, only that segment which satisfies any one of the conditions only supposed to be taken into account. The first condition, what we say, segment revenue should be greater than or equal to all 10% of all the segment revenue. Remember, all the segment revenue, not enterprise revenue here. Yeah, second point, same thing, segment assets are greater than or equal to 10% of all segment assets should be taken into account. Third one is, segment results are greater than or equal to 10% of all the profits, aggregate profits, all the losses, that is aggregate losses, whichever is higher in absolute number. Means you have to remove the signs, then you have to compare whichever is higher on that number, you should calculate 10%. Okay, that is how it works. Next, the fourth point is management discretion. That means management can make any segment as a reportable segment even though it does not satisfy any condition considering the future growth and their plans and etc. Right. And the fifth point is mandatory. Actually, it is not optional. It is mandatory. Yeah, even though you satisfy all the four things, yes, still you have to satisfy the fifth one. The fifth one says, the so far selected reportable segments external revenue should be minimum of 75%. 75% or greater than 75% of enterprise revenue. I mean, so far reportable segments, their external revenue should be greater than or equal to 75% of the enterprise revenue should be there. Correct. Next. These segments are going to be classified into primary and secondary. This classification is basically for the purpose of disclosure. If it is a primary segment, you are supposed to provide 9 disclosures. 1. That is external revenue. 2. Inter-segment revenue. Segment result. Segment asset. Segment liability. Fixed assets which are acquired during the period. Depreciation, amortization, expenditure. Any other non-cash expenditure. At the same time, the reconciliation in the sense, if you add all the segment assets, that total will not tally with the balance sheet total assets. Why? Because you must have not taken investment into account, loans and advances into account, HO assets also into account, tax assets also into account. Then you should show that, you should tally it. This total of assets should tally with the balance sheet total of assets. That is called reconciliation, which is necessary. If it is a secondary segment, then you may need to provide, I don't need to remember all those things, either like 3, 4, 5, some disclosures are required. But remember these 9 points what I have told you, those points are very important. That's it about the important points of Accounting Standard 17. I hope this audio lecture is useful to you. Right? Please share it with your friends. Share the knowledge and stay blessed. Wish you all the very best, my dear.